from the Newstalk ZB newsroom. This is Newsfix.
In this update, a row has broken out over the impact on frontline services at hospitals as they're asked to find more than $80 million in savings by the end of June. Health New Zealand says it's reducing overspend, not making cuts, and resources won't be taken away from the frontline. But health commentator Ian Powell says it's a desperate effort to make the books look good.
Inevitably, services will be affected, or rather those providing the services at the front line. These cuts will be arbitrary.
Research suggests the West Antarctic ice sheet could be saved, protecting the world from 5 metres of sea level rise. The GNS Science and Victoria University study shows when sea ice forms, it releases salt, creating dense water that protects ice sheets from warm currents. A British Antarctic survey last year warned reducing greenhouse gases now may not be enough to stop the ice sheet collapsing. But GNS science modeller Dan Lowry says this new study shows continued formation of sea ice could be the critical switch.
In climate model simulations, we see sea ice doesn't really change too significantly under low emission scenarios. And so if you want this part of the ice sheet to stay stable, the best pathway is to reduce emissions.
A doctor says an outbreak of dengue fever in Samoa is unlikely to be dangerous for tourists. The Pacific Island country has over 200 confirmed cases. Auckland University's Dr. Mark Thomas says the virus is most risky for locals.
Most tourists who do get sick from dengue fever have sore muscles and joints, can be laid up for a few days and then they recover.
A British man's been charged over alleged hostile state activity intended to benefit Russia, including by allegedly recruiting others for an arson attack on a Ukrainian-linked commercial property in London. 20-year-old Dylan Earle appeared in a London court charged with two offences under the National Security Act. And that's news. I'm Donna Marie Lever. To sport. The Chiefs have moved into third on the Super Rugby ladder, returning from the bye with a 38-22 win over the Waratahs in Sydney. Coach Clayton McMillan says they weathered an early storm.
Challenged our guys are being physical, especially early, and I think both teams came with that sort of mindset, and I feel like we're winning that battle, but a little bit inaccurate and paid the price early.
The Crusaders have dominated the Rebels 39-0 in Christchurch for just their second win of the season. Kiwi Danny Lee is one shot off the lead at the LIV Golf event in Adelaide. Daniel Hilliers in a share of 19th, 5 back from the lead at the European Tour event in Japan. And Parramatta's slumped to a 5th loss this NRL season, losing 32-18 to Manly at Brookvale. And that's sport.
For more news, listen to Newstalk ZB live on iHeartRadio.